This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes.
And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Talk about the DC sports impact here. Is Cindy Bourne, sports writer for the Washington Post. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Hello.
So the content of what you're writing about in March in the Washington Post, a lot different than you'd expect, right?
Well, it is March Madness, but it's not the kind we expected. I mean, I think everyone kind of felt that they had it under control league-wise, you know, and team-wise. You know, the Wizards and the Capitals were planning to go ahead. And, you know, even though they shouldn't, according to the mayor of D.C., you know, because of the crowds of more than 1,000. And all of a sudden, that came to a screeching halt last night, at least for the NBA. And, you know, now the NHL has to make up its mind what it's going to do.
What are you thinking that Monumental Sports was thinking with their decision to sort of ignore the recommendation, I guess, of the mayor? And, you know, I guess even the CDC's issued these kinds of things. What could possibly be going? I mean, obviously, they're business and maybe that was benevolent, like they wanted to be an escape for people. I don't know. Give them the benefit of the doubt. But what is your best guess?
My thinking is, just judging by how other teams and other cities have handled it, you know, the Golden State Warriors kind of did the same thing in San Francisco until, on Tuesday, the Santa Clara public health people came out and said, you know, what they said, and it became clear that this was going to, you know, have ramifications. I think everyone was kind of waiting for someone else to take leadership. No one wanted to be the one to put the kibosh on it. And, you know, I think the individual teams were waiting for the league to make a move. I think the league was waiting for the owners to make, you know, make their feelings known. You know, everyone was kind of waiting on someone else up the line. And, you know, I'm going to just attribute it to that right now.
Right.
And the league, of course, with the NBA had made the move at first where reporters weren't allowed to go into locker rooms. I guess that only lasted for a couple of days. How was that working out?
Well, you know, as a reporter, nobody likes it. You know, it's a bad optic. It's a bad idea. And you didn't see it work out very well in Utah, where Rudy Gobert stood there and, you know, rubbed his arm over the recording devices and microphones that were placed in front of him. Whether he was joking or just ignorant, I don't know. But, you know, it's just not working out that well. And, you know, finally there had to be a decision on it.
Right. What is your best guess on the tournament now? Because it seems crazy. It would be the ultimate higher wire act to think that you can play this event and not have kids test positive or a trainer or a coach. I mean, I just don't see numbers-wise how it's even possible.
Well, they have to travel, you know, and traveling is a problem. Yeah, they're not, you know, they're staying as far away from one another as they can. But, you know, we know that being in close proximity is how this is passed along. from
just
person
playing.
To person.
Just playing. They're going to spread
exactly,
it to everybody. Yeah, I mean.
Exactly. Well, you know, anybody who's in the building, sure. And, you know, they're going to try to limit that. But it seems absurd to me. And I also think, you know, the PGA is facing a question. You know, the players tournament is going on, as far as we know right
yeah,
now. You know, and there are other events on the horizon. But most pressing right now is the NCAA, and at least they made the right call to close it down. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. we've seen the NCAA make a lot of really wrong decisions, and at least they made the right one here. But, you know, is it enough is the next question. I, you know, if you're a parent, do you want your kid going to that? You know, they're not in college. They're not in school. Schools are shut down for the most part. Colleges are shut down. They're, you know, finishing the semester remotely. So I just think nobody wants to see the NCAA tournament shut down. You know, what are we all going to do? What are we all going to watch, for heaven's sake? You know?
Yeah, I know. We need, yeah,
what's going to fill the sports section? The Washington Post, if there are no sports.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Those of us who work in it, you guys think, and I, believe me, I think sports is the most important thing on the planet. You know what? Until it isn't. And it mm-hmm. isn't right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's very hard for people to accept that, too. They feel like there's also this issue of the macho culture in sports, too,
yep.
which I think
yep.
makes it difficult. You know, like you're being soft,
yeah.
you know, and that it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people to overcome that.
You are guys, I believe. And, do you want to go to a sports event and sit next to a stranger? You know,
no, absolutely
no.
not.
I would go to an outdoor thing and stand a little farther away. I would do that. But, you know, yeah, your point's well taken, of course.
I don't think I do, you know. I mean, I know I don't. Would I go to the Masters? Maybe. But, you know, I'd probably be standing over on, you know, behind a tree somewhere.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one, too. Whew.
Yeah. Now, that would actually be pretty easy, I think. You know, I mean,
shut it down.
The Masters. Yeah. You know, you could just the players probably would be happier to just be playing on a nice, quiet golf course.
Probably.
And, you know,
but that's a different experience. You don't hear those roars, you know. That is half the event.
Hey, maybe they won't have to pipe in the bird noise. You'll
that's
actually
right.
be able to hear
well,
real
true,
bird noise.
True.
Or get in the hole. You know, my personal favorite when some idiot is just screaming that every time somebody putts.
Right.
But, you know, having a crowd is so important a component in sports. You know,
yeah.
I mean, players, athletes thrive on that. And you get it. You see it as a reporter. You can feel it. You know that, you know, when the crowd is into it, it makes all the difference in the world. And just quiet, you know, playing in a library, you know, they might as well play in a library.
Yeah.
Right. Joined by Cindy Bourne, sports writer for the Washington Post. You know, obviously, we're thinking about the NBA and the NHL and the NCAA tournament because that is the now. But in just a couple of weeks, the Nationals were supposed to be opening up the season
yeah.
in Major League Baseball, and they're going to have to make a lot of decisions. Number one, I mean, I guess they're still continuing to play spring training games, but once they have to come back north, what is going to happen with Major League Baseball?
You know, and baseball right now has the luxury of kind of doing what the other sports did for so long, you know, catching its breath, waiting, seeing, you know, mm-hmm. seeing where we are in 2 weeks. But nobody really thinks that in 2 weeks this is going to be, you know, resolved. And, you know, it's unfortunate for the Nats. Everybody wants to be at opening day because, you know, they did win the World Series last year. There was a gala celebration that's been postponed. You know, it's kind of sad after all these years to win a championship and have that happen.
That's what scares me is – I mean, a lot scares me, but just not knowing when this is going to be at a place where we're comfortable resuming.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I hate to compare it to 9/11, but it has that 9/11 feel to it in the sense that we had to change our behaviors, the way we traveled, the way
sure.
our expectations were. And I think this is going to have a dramatic impact on the way we interact as humans on some level,
yeah.
hopefully not
yeah.
too much. But on some level, and then, you know, if they don't find a vaccine for this for a year,
Yeah.
This kid, you know, and that's optimistic that they could find one. Because I know there are viruses they don't have vaccines for. I guess we're assuming they're going to find one.
Well, this is, yeah, I mean, not to get all wonky and science-y.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a scientist.
Right.
But this is in the corona family. And, you know, there, I think, remember H1N1?
Yeah,
there
yeah.
was a big fear about that. And,
yeah.
you know, that was sort of, the vaccine was developed and it became part of sort of the family
stuff
vaccines,
that we take. Yeah.
you know, yeah, that we get. So, you know, hopefully this will get to that point.
But in the meantime, what are we going to
exactly.
do?
Exactly.
Like,
and
mean,
we don't know how long the meantime is.
I'm assuming it's a year before they come up with a vaccine. But maybe, so I'm thinking just, well, let's hope that they could come up with a treatment here shortly. You know, antivirals, and then maybe we can resume our normal activities. I don't know.
I'm skeptical. You know, looking long range, I'm very skeptical about the Olympics. I just don't know how that happens with 15,000 Olympian and Paralympians going there.
Oh, they're going to have to pull the plug on that.
It has to be impossible.
Yeah, it's going
to
be over.
Yeah, I would
guess.
And then, you know, and then we're in the NFL season.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have Dee Smith in a little bit, so...
He'll have a few things to say, I think.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you sit there and I think my initial reaction was to be concerned more, frankly, for fans at NBA games than players. And then, you know, you've got good old Rudy showing up positive for the corona. So.
Right. And don't be surprised if half, if not more, of that team will now test positive because they're bumping into each other. They're high-fiving. They're hugging. I mean, that's the nature of sports.
I think the pregame report. For that particular game, when they tell you, you know, who's doubtful, two guys were illness. Rudy Gobert, I can't remember who the
Moutier,
other player was.
Emmanuel Moutier.
Oh, yeah, it was Moutier.
Yeah, yeah. No, so, I mean, I expect at least half those guys, if not more. And then the teams they played, I mean, if you're guarding Rudy Gobert, I mean, of course you're going to get his germs. I mean, of course.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and you're flying, you know.
Yeah.
We all know what the cabin, you know, is like and how germs circulate in cabins. So, This is several months down the line. I think ESPN was reporting, you probably are a little more aware of this than I am, that the NBA was even looking at going as late as August.
Yeah.
You know, if they need to with the postseason and the championships. I don't have to tell you what happens. There's the Olympics there.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's scary when you think of it that way, because I do think it's a seminal moment and it's going to change the way we behave and the way we live. It's scary.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is go into a grocery store right now and you can see how different things are.
I thought the mood was so subdued in the grocery yesterday.
And you guys are going to work, right?
Yeah.
We're still here.
I don't know if you know, we're all of the Post employees are working from home through the end of the month.
Believe me, that'll change. That's the dream, Cindy.
Living the dream.
Yeah, you're living the dream.
We're hoping for that one.
Well, you know, I'm wondering how many days in a row you can wear the same pair of pajamas 24 hours.
Probably
you know?
A lot.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
As long as you don't spill food on them.
Right.
Cindy, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure.
All right. Cindy Bourne, everybody, from the Washington Post. That was really good. Yeah, I know they don't want to do that, but
received a couple emails from Chris. I think that's like number 5 on the list, like of the scenarios.
Does us work from home?
I think so.
Well, the thing is, believe me, I'm desperate to work from home. And I think we could Skype it and make it work, put it on NBC Sports Washington. But I have to say that I come in here, I scrub everything down. It's my new normal. I wash my hands all the time. There are not a lot of people here when we're here, and we get out of Dodge. I don't feel that exposed here.
I feel like we can self-isolate to a point here.
Right? Yeah.
No,
I mean, we're gonna expose ourselves.
Now,
sure.
Of course, people aren't being tested, but the numbers still aren't overwhelming. It's like one person in Loudoun County. How many in D.C.?
Well, that's because not many people have been tested.
The thing, obviously, the testing is a massive thing that you have. That's why we don't know what's going on. But the one thing that I am optimistic about, and people have pointed this out, is that worldwide still, this has been out there for 5 months, worldwide there's only been like 4,000 deaths in the last 5 months.
Right.
So that's encouraging, because you would think there'd be much more. I think someone pointed out in that same time frame there's been several 100,000 flu deaths around the world.
Right,
in that
heart
same time.
Attacks.
Well, yeah, obviously. Those you
yeah, those you just have zero control.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
All over. This year, thinking maybe at a little, I don't know. But anyway, so hopefully this is a giant overreaction. And just the very, very most vulnerable are the ones being affected, although it's not fair to them.
All right, we'll come back, take
right?
more
it's
your
not
calls.
Fair to them. Yep.
It is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You search for new windows and doors, search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 800-636-1067 is the number. As EB mentioned, D. Smith, executive director of the NFLPA, is going to join us in studio to talk about the NFL deal. That's still kind of up in the air, so we will find out about that in the coming days. So we'll be joined by D. Smith at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies. Junkies all 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? To maybe lighten the mood just for a second...
Please, I'm ready for a little levity.
There's a story. Look, I was on Drudge yesterday, and 100 stories about coronavirus, and eventually I saw one about monkeys. And the headline is, hordes of starving monkeys seen storming empty streets in Thailand as tourists stay away.
Monkey stories will always make me laugh. Always.
I'll put it up on our Facebook page. I just tweeted it out at GlassJoeJP. If you see the picture, it looks like a scene from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Those scenes can be scary.
They're little monkeys. Apparently, yeah. There was like one banana, and they were all going for the banana. Like, literally hundreds of monkeys.
Such a hacky monkey move to go after the one banana. It's lying in the middle of the street. That's a lot of monkeys.
Have you ever seen something like that? That's on the streets.
How would I have seen something like this, JP? This is in Thailand. I've never been anywhere close to Thailand.
I know, but if you
don't
seen...
I'm not even that big on Thai food.
Have you ever seen
Thailand?
Have you ever seen anything like that in the news?
No.
Have you ever seen a picture like that?
I'll be honest. The only place I've ever seen monkeys is in a zoo.
Yeah.
I've never been to a country where monkeys are running amok. I mean, I just choose pretty much not to go to those countries. If monkeys are roaming the streets, like trying to steal your food, like when you're eating in an outdoor cafe, pretty sure I'm not going to go to that country.
We just put it up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thejunks, or follow me on Twitter at GlassJoeJP. I just saw that and I was like, oh my God.
I know that monkeys are...
And I guess eventually, by the way, if there's only one banana, there'd be some dead monkeys.
Oh, absolutely. I know that monkeys and apes are like closest to us in the animal world, but I question their intelligence that they love bananas so much. I mean, bananas are kind of gross in my opinion.
Not a big banana.
Not
guy.
A big fan. Like,
yeah.
The
very low seed.
The one thing bananas are good for, in my opinion,
yeah.
You throw them in a blender with a smoothie.
Yeah.
Like you throw some strawberries, some other berries in there.
Yeah.
Don't bananas give you good potassium if you need some potassium?
Yeah,
in
but
your
if
system?
I need more potassium, I'd rather get it from like a multivitamin than I would from eating a gross. Mealy banana that I have to, I know this has been controversial in the past, peel or unpeel? Unpeel a banana. I know there was an issue with me saying I unpeel a banana instead of just peeling a banana.
Yeah.
Peel. I say unpeel.
Yeah.
Like if you eat a banana, you unpeel it.
Well, what do you do when you peel?
I don't know.
No, it's the difference. That's why it's like it's extra.
Yeah, it's just it's redundant. It's unnecessary.
Redundant. It's redundant. Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I've always thought of it as unpeeling a banana.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not that bright.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? It's just that's my normal.
Yeah, what would peeling be?
No,
then?
But the bigger takeaway is monkeys and apes cannot be that smart if they love bananas. That's my pearl of wisdom for you today.
When you said it was controversy, here's your definition of peel.
Yes.
Remove the outer covering or skin.
What about unpeel? Is that even a word? Does that even exist? Or did I just make that up? I think I might have just made it up.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're trying to mix it up. We're trying to, take your calls. It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about. D. Smith, I believe, is pulling up here just moments.
We're not going to preview the Caps-Wings game because they're probably going to pull the plug on that at some point later today, yeah, I would think.
I think it's going to be hard to play that. It's going to be hard.
I would find it hard to throw your doors open when the mayor of D.C. has said, trying to limit mass gatherings of more than 1,000 people. Because last time I checked, every Caps game has about 19,000 people.
Well, some
in the
of them, I don't even know how they pick 1,000 out of the
I don't know. It seems
clear
like a
blue
high
sky.
Number, too.
I mean, maybe they're trying to keep some businesses open, but I think some cities I know are doing 250,
right.
200.
I think Seattle said like 250 is the max.
And again, I know everyone's sick of talking about it. I don't understand these volleyball tournaments that they're allowing to still occur.
Right.
I mean, this is just.
Is yours still full go?
We got an email saying that as of now they are, but I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
How are you going to have, even in a smaller tournament, hundreds of people in there?
Yeah.
All sharing germs.
Small confined space. Yeah.
No ventilation. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
Valdez has a 10-miler in a couple of weeks. He's been training to the point that he's been hospitalized.
This is Matt Valdez.
Oh, right, because of his blood. His bloody urine, right.
He's been hospitalized.
That's true.
It's a doctor's
appointment.
It's fake news. I haven't been hospitalized.
It's a doctor's appointment.
That Chris Farley is cracking the whip on you, huh? Is that what's happening?
It's not even with Farley. I didn't even bring it up to him.
Did it come back yet?
What?
Or was it just a one-time only thing?
It was a one-time only thing.
But yeah, he's running.
Runner's bladder or whatever it is.
He may not actually have a race because it's going to be canceled.
I know. I feel for you.
I have a race coming up late April, and I'm starting to question what
Great excuse
doing?
To
what
not do it. Great excuse.
What am I doing? That thing's, there's no way.
Here's what I'd say.
It's a big one.
Keep running because the endorphins are good. I know I've been exercising a little bit outside. It's good. Stress reliever. And then whatever the date the race is, just run and time yourself and say you did it.
That's why I don't fear the coronavirus, because if I'm having bloody urine
and I survive that,
I'm good to go on the corona.
You're set. You think there's nothing worse than
your
that?
Your immune system's good.
Well, hopefully a positive thing of this, again, trying to look for positives, is as we find more and more people that are getting it, we're going to hopefully, prayfully, find more and more people where it's just no big deal.
I think that will
reduce the panic.
How will the coronavirus impact the crab haul this spring and summer?
That's a very good point.
I have to ask.
You might actually have to wash his hands instead of keeping all of the crab.
You can't lick your fingers like you normally do.
How's it going to affect the watermen on the Eastern Shore?
How's it going to affect the toilets here at 106.7 The Fan? We're talking about better hygiene.
They're busy as always.
I definitely washed my hands a lot longer. I felt like it was there forever.
I've always said
that this bathroom is flawed, though, because the paper towels, you wash your hands, and then you got to go all the way across the way for your paper towels. It's not right by the sink.
That's fine.
And so the floor is always wet.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
The floor is always wet.
Just grab, but you got to grab multiple towels and then use multiple towels to open the door.
But the main problem, especially in a men's bathroom, if you ever have to go number two, is that people whiz all over the toilet seat. Is that going to change?
I hope so.
No.
Hopefully it changes for the better.
People's terrible aim is never going to get better.
I mean, I've been kicking the flusher for a long time.
Well, what I do is you have to hit the button. It's an infrared. Right. Yeah. And if you're still sitting there and you want a multiple flusher, you got to hit the button with your thumb. Well, that's riddled with fecal matter.
Is the women's bathroom here as vile as the men's bathroom?
I've heard that they are.
Really?
I mean, because you have like the added hurting like tampon factor and all that. Like,
okay, but I think most women are pretty discreet as far as
but I think it could be a mess. I think it could be a show.
Maybe.
Anyway, I think that could be an upside. It's probably a stretch, but maybe the fact that people are improving their personal hygiene and washing their hands will lead to cleaner bathrooms overall.
Hopefully that's the
it's
case.
It's probably unlikely, but it's a possible good outcome.
I'll be honest with you guys. I'm a little bit scared to go home today just because there was such a tsunami of news yesterday.
Right.
But there is part of me.
Unplug for a while. Watch another show. Watch Ozark.
It's our job. Is it back? The new ones are out?
No, it's late March 27th.
There's a part. I'm just scared. What's going to happen? Year. And they're happening minute by minute.
I understand that, but you could also just decide instead of watching the minute by minute updates, tune in at 7 and they'll recap everything.
Well, I don't even really get it from TV. I get it all from the internet. So, TV, I've been having the Golf Channel on. Golf Channel. It's good.
I know it's hard for you. Just unplug a little bit.
I do. Escape. 45 minutes at a time. I'll rest. And then I'll check.
Go rollerblading.
And I'll see what other,
I'm guessing.
Here's your challenge.
Although calamity just
KB
occurred.
He's very skilled at using his phone in all kinds of circumstances.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rollerblading, I'm guessing you can't rollerblade and operate your phone, right?
Correct.
Like you probably
you gotta concentrate on bumps on the path.
You might be able to. Well, leaves.
On a run.
Weasel felt you.
Sure.
On a run, you can. On a run, I can change the tunes. Like, if I get sick of my playlist, I can change the playlist. I'm guessing rollerblading, you can't do
Here's
that.
A challenge for you.
I do listen.
What time will you get home today?
10:24 or something. Right, I'm going to race
home. So you're
home
by 10:30.
Yeah.
You won't put
It's very your, depressing.
You won't
no one's
put
there.
Your phone in your Baldino's safe from 10:30 until 3 p.m.
Well, by then there might not we they might be shutting down whole cities. I mean,
if they shut down Houston, so what?
Well, what if they shut down Kensington?
I got to shut down the Inkton.
They might. They got a lot of old people.
All the antiquers are coming in.
We got
keep these
cakes.
Antiquers out
cakes.
Of the Inkton.
No. We got old people there.
That
We're
is
vulnerable
true.
Population.
Right.
Are you kidding? Chevy Chase, Kensington.
Put your phone in your safe until 3 p.m.
Right they can mow right through us. Yeah. What were you going to say, Lisa? I know you're looking for a zing. You got zings just all over the place. I will say that it is a little depressing, the social isolation sort of part of it. I don't like it.
That's if you adhere to, are you not going out to eat? Like I
didn't. I avoided my friends last night for dinner or in happy hour, and I just did it myself. They did it.
I went to the gym yesterday, and then I went to get something to eat with Isabella and chose to eat inside. I know you guys don't like that. If there's a drive-thru, you prefer drive-thru. I don't like bringing the mess back home.
I don't like eating inside fast food establishments for the most part.
Yeah. I didn't say it was a fast food establishment.
Oh, any – I don't – yeah.
It was.
Shocker, it was.
Which just defeated the whole time at the gym, by the way.
Right.
I'm kind of weird. I don't like eating in the fast food establishment, and I'm not crazy about eating in my car either.
I'm a car eater. I can eat in my car because I listen to the radio.
I mean, I can too, but I'm just not crazy.
I can eat in my car and drive. I told you, I can eat kava and drive.
That's kind of weird.
I'm elite at that.
Yeah.
All American.
You also maybe don't text and drive that much, but you drove in Florida. My kid would have just been ripping you one because he gets bitter. Anytime, and my daughter was like this too before she went to college. Even at a red light, I believe at a red light,
red light's fair game.
Of course,
you have to.
They grill me when I look at it at red light.
Yeah, well,
Evie does that thing.
It's a slippery slope because then you're like, okay, I'm at a red light, or I'm slowing down to a stop sign. Maybe I take a peek. You're opening Pandora's box.
I agree. They're probably more right than wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it's a little bit. Well, you have it. See, I didn't have it in that car, but when you have their stand, you have it up. So I feel like your eyes are up. It's
we didn't have any stand. You
didn't. No, I had it in my hand.
You had that blicky in your right hand.
I didn't have the phone holder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Drab's driving, taking pictures of EB and I in a convertible.
Oh, yeah. What he's doing is
insane. Well, we had slowed down.
He slowed down.
To about eight miles per hour when he took that pic.
Right.
We're coming. It was a major intersection.
The only thing I cared about is if there was a police officer near.
Yes, correct. Because the photo opportunity was too great.
By the way,
I see police
officers on their phone all the time. Red lights.
They're on their computers stuff.
They're on their phone texting just like everybody else.
Right.
Let's go to Matt. It's not good. We're all trying to not do it. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hey, what's okay. Up?
Hey, so I went to the Big Ten tournament game last night, and probably within 10 minutes, I was just like, what am I doing here? I'm not a worrier. I'm not a hypochondriac, but it's just impossible to not come in contact with. You know, I mean, I didn't eat anything. Fortunately, they turned the event into a general admission event, so you can kind of sit wherever you wanted. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even through the course of this thing, you know, they're the announcements being made to cancel the or not have fans at the NCAA tournament, and then while we're there, the NBA goes on hold for a while, and it's, you know, you just can't trust people. I mean, people are dumb, and I'm watching all these people, and I'm part of the dumb people in this mix, and I'm like, this is exactly how it gets transmitted, you know, times 100. That we have to protect ourselves from ourselves because people are too dumb not to go out and about, and that's probably my main takeaway from the whole thing last night. And, you know, I walk around, too, the economic thing. You know, nobody's buying anything. Nobody's eating anything. And to the point you were making earlier, Bickle, I don't know when, if this thing is only going to go north for another 2 or 3 weeks until it maybe plateaus, at what point is it going to be okay to resume?
I don't know. That's just a scary, scary
part. And by the way, speak for yourself as far as, you know, not buying people food. I went to Chipotle last night. I've never seen the line longer. At least 30 people in line in front of me.
At an event where you're touching things, you know, like popcorn, you know what I mean?
Well, I've said buffets, by the way, are ridiculous.
Right.
And now, finally, the country's coming around.
You're clearly the tip of the spear on
buffets. Are absurd. Yeah. So thank God they're starting to shut those down.
If I can make one more comment, I was thinking about this on hold.
Yeah.
Monkeys aren't dumb because they eat bananas. They eat them because they grow where they live. And they also have banged up teeth, and they're nice and soft.
Okay, well, so, maybe they're not dumb. Know. Just monkeys and apes have bad taste. That's all. They don't have a lot of options.
Cakes just doesn't like bananas.
Yeah, it's just it's me projecting. That's all. That's all it
Fair
is.
Enough.
And it is in Thailand. I believe the story a week or two ago.
Thank you,
we
Matt.
Talked about where there was a monkey that was doing sit-ups.
Right.
I mean, he was doing legit sit-ups.
He was doing military presses.
Doing military press was also in Thailand.
Yes.
Real quick, 20
Monkeys
seconds.
Are big in Thailand.
So in New York now, they've said they found a student, let me see, two schools after a student reported positive for, you know, the corona. So now they're shutting down the schools, obviously, tracing contacts, disinfecting the buildings. I feel like the schools right now, which is in a weird time, we need to be ahead of this curve instead of chasing it.
Instead of wait and see.
Yeah, why aren't we waiting for the inevitable?
I think that's going to happen.
Like,
it's just
Montgomery County,
while.
Can they please let's slow this down for a little bit. Take an extra week, okay, and see where we're at. I don't get it.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show on an open line Thursday. Mention the poll on NBC Sports Washington's Twitter earlier, which was, what should the NCAA do about next week's basketball tournament? Right now, they are set to play the games without fans. The options were play it, suspend it, cancel it, not sure. Play it right now is at 45% leading the vote, which is surprising. You can chime in on that or anything else here on Open Line Thursday on the Junkies.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you miss any part of today's show, it's not a problem. You can rewind up to 24 hours with the radio.com rewind feature on the app. Just download the app, select our station, and go back in time. I did that with my daughter yesterday because we had the AF and AF controversy.
Okay.
And
where did she weigh in?
It turns out that saying AF instead of AF is my daughter's own little spin.
Oh, it's her own
so
thing.
I just bought it hook, line, and sinker because that's...
So she said all her other friends say AF, and she just... She's the tip of the spear in the AF movement.
Yes, because do you know how many 17-year-old girls I talk to with regularity? One. The one that lives in my house.
Right.
So that's what I was exposed to. So that's what I thought. I thought that's what all the kids are saying.
She's trying to
these
change
days.
The lexicon. It's much like, now I've never done this on this show, but sometimes I tease my wife when she says my phone died.
Right.
I said, it shouldn't be your phone died. It should be your phone's taking a nap because it regains power.
Sure, it comes back.
It's not actually dead.
Yeah, but at the time, it's dead.
I understand everybody says phone died, but I don't think the phone is taking a nap.
I don't think
that's going to take over.
Yeah, I don't think it's taking off. I don't think it's going to take off, JP. As much as you try
I didn't
to make
really
it happen.
Try, it's just kind of an in-house thing.
Yeah, so it turns out, shockingly enough, I was on the wrong side of history with the AF and AF argument from yesterday.
I give your daughter credit for creativity and coming
sure.
up with her own lexicon.
Her own little spin.
Her own spin, yeah.
Yeah. How do you like a phone taking a nap instead of your phone died?
Say again?
He was too busy eating his peanut butter and jelly.
You need to give me credit for the phone taking a nap as I'm trying to take.
He wasn't listening.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He was actually taking a nap. Yeah. I was
concentrating on my peanut butter and jelly. I didn't want to choke.
Is that an Uncrustable?
Yeah, it's a knockoff Uncrustable.
It's not from home though, right?
No, it's from the machine over here. Yeah. $1.19. One of the great bargains here at.
So how
Intercom.
Are you dealing with that? You're very conscious of wiping down the tables.
Yeah.
So you're picking up something from vending.
Oh, I'm using the. So what I did is I used like a little piece of paper to open the door.
How are you opening the wrapper?
Opened the wrapper, just opened it. I'd washed my hands before.
And then put your credit card in the machine.
Credit card in the machine, right back in my wallet. I wipe my credit card periodically. Look, you're going to be exposed to the germs. Yeah. It's unavoidable.
I do way more swiping than wiping my
I don't know how you can open
card.
Something. I guess you could.
You do swiping, not inserting?
Well, both. You know what I mean. I was going for a joke.
Okay.
Swiping instead of wiping.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know how you can open something and then take it out and then wash your hands because you've already touched it. I don't really know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it. So the only thing I know to do. The only thing I know to do is wash my hands after I get it and then just open it and go for broke.
Yeah, that's kind of oblivious. I got my normal protein bar. I just pick it up, rip it.
Yeah.
Some 100 people may have picked up
that
stupid
phone. Sure. You know you can use your phone on that machine out there.
Did not know
to pay?
That.
Yeah.
Would like a scan something or
like if you have Apple Pay or if you have the wallet feature on your phone and you have like your cards on your phone.
Maybe I'll learn how to
do
that.
Hold your phone up.
I don't feel too exposed because all I do is scan it and then put my credit card in and pull the credit card out. And if I have to hit something, I'll knuckle it and then wash my hands.
Right.
That's my nude bit.
800-636-1067. Let's go back to the phones. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies.
All right, let's go to Tony in Spotsylvania. Tony, what's up?
Hey, so I got a family member that works for the Spotsylvania County Schools, and spring break starts next week. But I was talking to the person, and they were saying that they are building work packets to get to the students because they're talking about closing tomorrow, and then potentially. Another week after spring break, and even after that, maybe a second week after spring break. So they could be off for 3 straight weeks starting tomorrow.
Well, the brutal part is if they do that, and I think that would be a good move, is that then the school year is going to end in July. And if you have a late vacation scheduled for June.
Nope, actually, they're talking about actually keeping it on track because they've only missed like one day due to snow this year.
It should be
on track still.
Okay, that makes some sense.
Did our kids even have one snow day? There was one weird, like, micro snow that happened at the optimal time for the kids to close school.
Yes.
I kind of remember it. Yeah, one snow day. It's kind of rare.
Let's go to Mike in D.C. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junks.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, got a question for you. Supposed to fly out to Vegas for March Madness on Tuesday.
Okay.
What do you think the chances are of that happening?
Well, I don't think March Madness is going to happen. I think that they're going to pull the plug on it. Now, you could still fly to Vegas and have a good time, I guess.
Yeah, I had a long conversation with the wife about that last night. Didn't go too well.
I mean, look, you're probably going to be fine. I think people have to understand, you're probably going to be fine, right? Because you're a healthy male or whatever, healthy adult. But the fear is you're going to get it and you're going to spread it to someone inadvertently, not unknowingly, because you're going to get it and not even know it, maybe.
Give us a little insight into the conversation with the wife.
So, you know, she was like, what do you think? What do you think you're going to do? And my response is, you know, you got to live your life. You can't be scared.
Mm-hmm. You said I'm going to go to Vegas and get hammered.
But it's not just about you. And I think you're right. But like, just be willing then to maybe not be around your parents or maybe not be around your grandparents or whatever. I think that's a responsible thing to do when you come back.
What was your group? I'm assuming you were going with a group of guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with my 4 cousins. We've gone every year for the past 15 years. And, you know, we were still debating it. But when the NBA came out last night, we were just like, oh, my goodness, it's only a matter of time before they pulled the plug on March Madness. So, I mean, our philosophy is if we don't go, we'll just, like, go to a bar and hang out in D.C. and watch the games. But, I mean, you know, you're going to be around 100 people
right
in the bars that way, too. So,
well, I bet you the bars are going to be emptier and emptier here in the coming weeks. You won't be able to hang out with DeMarcus and Kirk. All of your cousins.
With all your cousins.
Yeah. Cakes can never go on that trip.
No, if I went on that trip, I'm going by myself.
Yeah. All right.
I'm self-isolating in Vegas.
Thank you, buddy.
I mean, I tease you. Right. I don't think I've ever done a trip with just cousins. Impossible.
No, of course you haven't.
I've got like 15 or 16 first cousins.
Who wants to go on a cousin's trip?
I mean, I go to trips where I visit my cousins,
right,
but never exclusively with my Kirks.
All right, let's go to, let me see. Let's go to Al in Hyattsville. Al, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, Al.
Doing okay.
What's up, Al?
Good. Man, hold up. Now, you telling me you pulling your card out. You're still going in your wallet and pulling your card out to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Are you nuts, man? Are you
go
nuts?
Go ahead.
You just pay with your phone?
Come on. Yes, use your phone. Your phone, that's Google Pay, Apple Pay, Samsung Wallet, all of those things. Take a minute. Get your card scanned in, and it's real easy because all you got to do now is take a picture, and it puts all the information in there.
So let's say I do it. I got to set it up. I set it all up. How does it work when I go to CVS or whatever?
Just go like this.
Depending on your phone, all I do is I swipe up from the bottom. It pulls up the cards automatically. Then I scroll through which card I want to use, tap that card, and then it says put in your PIN. Your PIN is your fingerprint.
Yeah, I should
no,
do
but
that.
I understand. Like, how does it connect to the scanner thing at the store?
You hold it up to the scanner and it reads. It's like a RF reader. It's just reading the signal that's coming.
So what is it reading?
Phone.
A picture that you
like
have,
like a barcode, one of those little squares,
like the same thing you do when you board a plane.
Yeah, like a QR code.
Exactly. It's reading the signal from your phone. Your phone is sending a signal to it saying, "Hey, here's the card number." And then from that point,
I'm fine with that. I think I can adopt that. But that doesn't solve the dilemma of, okay, I've paid for this and there's been no contact, but I have to actually pick up the sandwich, unwrap it, and then get, you know, so I'm touching the wrapper.
Right.
So what I have to do, I have to put it. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, like my protein touch, bar.
I don't know how you do it. You put it on a napkin, squeeze it out, wash your hands, then eat it. Right. I don't know how you do it.
10 people could have picked up that protein bar and looked at the calories or whatever they do and then put it right back in the box.
Right. Yeah.
You're completely right, and that's the hard part about this whole situation because I work in healthcare. I'm on the administrative side, so we've been getting all sorts of calls and everything like that. That's the dilemma we're facing because I think earlier some people were talking about the doctors, you know, trying to keep people out of the ER and the like.
Yes.
The thing is, our infrastructure is not built for this right now. It's not built for this kind of pandemic, and as much as we talk about our healthcare being better than everyone's, we're really lacking in so many areas that is crazy, you know, in terms of being able to handle stuff like this.
Well, that's now, what I'm glad that you're calling in. Hold on for a second, because you know how many times people have attacked us on social media, certainly me, and saying, you didn't act this way with H1N1. You didn't act this way with the swine flu. Did you know 100 million, whatever? And my answer to that is, well, first of all, the death rate here is outrageous. So they're trying to lower that and hopefully it will be lowered, but that they're trying not to overrun the system, which is what we've seen happen in other countries. Why don't people understand that? I don't get it.
Because people are oblivious to the situation as is. They believe, hey, we're Americans, we live in America, blah, blah, blah. We're good, we're better than everyone. That's great, fine and dandy. We are better than people in a lot of different things. However, when it comes to our healthcare infrastructure, we suck. I'm sorry. Like I said, I work in the administrative area in healthcare. I see the problems. I see what's going on. And when things like this pop up, we're not prepared because our healthcare system is not structured the way to handle this stuff. We have to go out and we have to try to keep people at home. That's why they're saying, hey, do the teledoctor thing.
Yeah.
Yes, do everything we can because we're not set up. Could you imagine hundreds of thousands of people trying to go into an ER?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. How many hospitals are in your area alone?
Right.
That you know, I mean, how many? One, two, three?
Right.
What if you have an area of 100,000 people in there?
Well, I also know, how is that and now we got to run. I also know that ERs outside of this often have long waiting times.
On a normal day,
that's why, like, some places you'll see hospitals and they'll say our ER waiting time is however many minutes it is.
Yeah, it's like going to DMV. Exactly.
Right, because they're trying to tout that they're faster than other hospitals. Thank you, Al. We could keep you on forever. You're involved.
Thank you, buddy.
And appreciate your perspective. That's why you don't want everybody who has a common cold or, you know, 101
and they're trying to avoid the people that do need the treatment.
Correct.
That they won't be able to get it. The most tragic tweet I saw yesterday, and if it's true, is that in Italy, the top doctors have said they're so overrun now that we just don't treat the elderly. Now we're just going to treat the people that, you know, the younger.
The people they can save.
Because they don't have enough.
Yeah, it's the worst thing when you have.
I mean, can you imagine? You got to make a call like that. All right, D. Smith is here. We're going to go to break. We'll come back. He's going to sit and lurch his chair. We'll find out all about what's going on with the NFLPA, the CBA. It all seems kind of silly right now, but we'll get to the bottom of that. His take on what's going on with the NBA.
And they're talking about moving the free agency deadlines, the franchise tag deadlines, which has already been moved.
I mean, so there's a lot of billion issues. Yeah. So we'll do that when we come back. D. Smith, executive director of the NFLPA, in studio with us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.